first lesson end about the
my question.
You know your self. There is a lesson name. First part my question. Can anyone here tell what's your position? We are on Prabhuji's first time. What you understood after this one as your position?
We are suffering in this material world.
I am telling about you, we don't feel suffering. My position, you are thinking what you think about your position.
Servant of the Supreme Lord.
That is after this one, after listening to the class. But what you want to do, what this one, servant of servant is a vague sentence that you cannot understand and you cannot implement also. So what you understand, what you want to do, that's the point, state of it. What you understood as I'm your position?
I'm in ignorance.
Okay. That's okay, the statement. But what you are, what you want to do, that's the point.
I want to be happy in this material world.
So what you want to do with it? What you have to do?
I have to know who I am.
Your position is what now?
Jail. We are in jail.
You are in jail. Okay, so?
I have to satisfy the jailer.
Okay. Then, what to do for that one?
For the
instruction. Anything that you do, you cannot be happy. On your own. That is your position. Your position is using your own brain, capacity, strength, fame, all the six appliances. Using your own, you cannot be happy. That is the question. Okay? Anyone who wants to be number one famous person on his own, that's not possible. Why? Without Krishna, that's why. Why? Without Krishna, why you cannot? It cannot be done. Without Krishna means? What?
Because we are all spiritual, but the happiness what we are getting is material. From the material things we are trying to derive happy.
You cannot be happy without Krishna. Because?
There is reaction for it.
You cannot be happy.
Yes, we are part and parcel of Krishna.
We are part and parcel. It is always your forgetting. And this world is completely controlled by Krishna. Maya Dekshana Prakriti. And we are trying to be happy on our own. It is completely controlled by Krishna. And we are trying to control ourselves. Is it possible for us to be happy? You understand? If you are controlling yourself means, then it's okay. But you are also controlled by Krishna. Then how it is possible? You all understood the point? This is our position. Anything that we do on our own, we cannot be happy in this world. Because this world is completely controlled by Krishna, on the order of Krishna, everything is going on. So if you do on our own, we are going against Krishna. Okay? That is our position. Second one is?
Who is
it? So now you understood. I do not want to act on my own. I do not want to act on my own. I want to act according to Krishna's will. That's intelligence. That person is intelligent. Who is unfortunate? One who doesn't accept. We have to accept this one, that on my own I cannot be happy. This is the first statement. So, if I want to be happy, I want to accept the controller. Is it perfect? But if I don't accept the controller, I want to be controller. Yes?
Unfortunate.
So now, if we surrender, then we can be happy. If we don't surrender, we cannot be happy. Okay? So, according to this one, now we will see some statements. So, this is the last part of this lesson one. So, first point is, I am not my body, but soul. Soul is part and parcel of Krishna. I am soul, not body. Is it? Everybody accepts, no? So, whose body is this? I am not my body. Then, whose body is my body?
Krishna's body.
Krishna's body. This everyone should understand. Our body, you cannot claim that this is my body, I can do anything. I can commit suicide. No. This is, first of all, we should understand that this body is not mine. This is Krishna's. It is not ours. But we are thinking that I am my body. You understand? That's what Krishna tells those who help themselves, then I can help them. God helps those who help themselves. You are all the time and ignorantly taking care of my body. Your body is my body, no? Krishna is telling. So you are not helping yourself. As long as you are helping your body, you are not helping yourself, you are helping me. Isn't it? Manusha, Vartmano. Mama Vatman Vartante Manusha Partha Sarvasaha. Everyone, knowingly or ignoringly, they are following me only. That two slokas are there like that one. Mama Vatman Vartante Manusha Partha Sarvasaha. So now everybody, out of ignorance, thinking Krishna's body as their body. And they are working hardly for Krishna's body and neglecting their own soul. Now you understand? How the English statement that we can judge now? If you help your soul, then God will help you. Many people, they never understand this point. This is my body, this is... If it is your body, why you are giving up your body? isn't it? That is yours, then how can you can leave it? So please understand, this is the very first statement Krishna is giving, even in the very beginning of his teachings. Teaching and preaching. I have been telling you very, very distinctly. Teaching is, there can be some knowledge. Preaching is, they are training them to get the realization. Krishna gave them knowledge to Arjuna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the way to realize them. Just mere knowledge is not going to help us unless we don't use that from in our life. The realization is very, very important. Knowledge is not the first one. So this point we have to understand that we are out of foolishness. We are thinking we are our bodies. This is actually Krishna's body. How can we say that this is Krishna's body? How can we say this is Krishna's body?
Because we actually don't have control over it.
We don't have control over it, okay. We don't?
We don't create.
Creation, we can say that creation of a child. That's, it's not that much, Another easily can understand the body is consisting of
elements.
Body is consisting of mainly the gross body is consisting of five gross elements. Bhumi, Apo, Nalo, Vayu, Kam. This is why. Krishna is telling you, these are my separate dimension. And our body is that one, the five things of it. So how can we claim that this body is mine? Even our mind is not ours, that is also Krishna. Krishna has given us as a gift. This body is a gift given by Krishna. Why? Why Krishna has given us this body?
He wanted to enjoy.
Not the very specific answer. Why he has given us this body?
To understand.
That is the secondary, the main point. Krishna has given you some marriage ceremony is going on, reception. We are gifting something for the couples. Desires, yes. According to our desires, to fulfill the desires, Krishna is giving us our body as gift. You understand? At the same time, Krishna is giving us chances to realize that you are not what the gift I am giving, but you are my part and parcel. So, that also, anybody can do, any desire you have, whether good or bad, but both a gift. The bad desired person, what the gift is getting, even using that one, he can realize that he is not this body, he is nothing but part and parcel of Krishna. The chance is there for everyone. You understand? That's why we are telling, don't consider our prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma means, when we gave up our body in the last birth, and what consciousness we had at the time, this time we are getting according to that. Our parents, our relatives, our brothers, sisters, our environment, and all. That's according to our previous birth, at the time of giving up our body, what consciousness we had, that were now in the present body we are getting. So that's called the prarabdha karma. Prarabdha, prarambham, prarabdha karma. You understand? So that we cannot change. We cannot change our mother, we cannot change our father, we cannot change our brothers and sisters or relatives. Isn't it? So God has given us the gift, use the gift and understand, oh, I am not the gift, I am soul. Okay? So this point we all should always remember. Then this world is like a jar. Isn't it? Why it is dead? Why it is dead? I am telling this is not jar, this is the divine place. Daivihi esa gunamayi. Krishna is telling this world is divine. Isn't it? Divine means?
Devi Hama.
Devi
Hama.
That means divine, it is very, very divine. Divine means it is completely controlled by God. No one can give any bribe and we get out. Get over the problems. That's not possible. Completely controlled by God. Isn't it? So that we should understand. This is completely controlled by God, this is the divine, but I am taking controlling action. I want to control. That is why this divine world becomes a dukkalayam jai. Otherwise, this is not jai. Krishna's jai is a little open. Anyone can escape, but no one wants to escape. But everyone experiencing this distressfulness every step. But he doesn't want to escape from this world. It is open jail. That's the wonder. So we should understand that this is not really a jail if I surrender to. Maam eva ye kartavyante mayam etam karmakaram. If you surrender unto me utterly, you can easily cross over the ocean of essence, which is divine. Isn't it? So there is no good and bad. If you understand the transcendence, there is no good and bad. We don't transfer the good and bad. Everything is coming from Krishna. So this is the jail for, this is the jail for people like Sundar Murari, Bhakta Rupa, like people. Why? Why? This is jail like for the people, Sundar Murari and Bhakta Rupa. Why?
Seriously. They are serious about
it. No. They are thinking their engineering is their profession, not punishment. You understand my point? If they can have this knowledge, thorough knowledge, and feel this is not my profession, this is my punishment. Otherwise, punishment, siksha. In English, we don't understand better. In siksha means Krishna is teaching us. Siksha means two meanings. One is punishment, another is teachings. You understand? You want to get this one as punishment or you want to get this as the teachings? If you consider this is the teaching means, how you can understand? Anything that you are doing that is needed by Krishna, because Krishna has to fulfill the desires of all the people. You understand the point? Huh? You are doing something that is wanted by somebody else, isn't it? But Krishna has to fulfill all the people's desire. So you are also used as an instrument in that mission. If you consider this is your profession, I want to get more money, this money, that money, I want to save this, the pains, that is your punishment. If you consider your job as service to Krishna, then you are learning from Krishna. This is not profession, this is not punishment. You are learning to become Krishna conscious. You understand? So this is the jai for those who are feeling punishment. But it is the divine about if you consider I am learning Krishna consciousness. You all understood this point? So no one can jump over their present situation without becoming perfect. That's the point. Wherever you are, no problem. Whether you are a drunkard or a cheater or a woman or any position, don't bother. Sarva dharma paritajya mamekam sarvam. Krishna so nicely studying. Anything you are doing, you don't bother for that one, you sarva dharma. Those who are thinking as the profession, if they think this as the punishment, in punishment we are learning something, we are purifying ourselves, then that is going to help us to understand that we are not this body, we are souls. So in our Krishna concept, I never say till now, you stop your business. You don't go to school, you don't go do this one, you become full-time devotee. I never go. Anywhere we are, in that situation, we should learn to become Krishna conscious. In that, sthane sthita, sungatam, tanuvam, manobihi. So anyone, wherever they are situated at present, you need not bother. Become Krishna conscious. It's not nice. No, we do not want to. Prabhupada never told in America after going there, you all Christians, you should become good Hindus. No, he never told, You also become perfect Christians, Do you understand? So this is our position. Breaking bricks is not my profession but punishment. That also now I am told. Don't think that I am professor, I am having this profession, engineering, doctor, this, that, and all. But that is only punishment. Punishment, those who are on the positive side, for them the punishment is learning. Learning to become Krishna conscious. Siksha means two meanings. One is punishment, another is learning, teaching. So in this world, why the people, they are not understanding Krishna's hidden heart? What is the reason? First of all, they want to enjoy without Krishna, isn't it? Which is?
Impossible.
It is not possible. It is impossible. But for Krishna, nothing is impossible. That's why He created?
Material world.
Three modes.
Three modes. because of the three modes, we are feeling the absence of Krishna. Krishna is not here, I can enjoy it. To fulfill the desire Krishna has made in the three modes, if you realize, no, without Krishna I cannot enjoy. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Then the three modes will never affect us. That is not going to do anything with us. You understand the point? How to transcend? If you realize that you are part and parcel of Krishna, without Krishna you cannot be happy, and you try to surrender to Krishna, then the three modes, that's represented by Maya Devi. See, never there's any harm to it. First of all, what is the condition for that one? I cannot enjoy without Krishna. You understand? Without Krishna, I cannot enjoy. So those who are doing some job, without Krishna, they cannot be happy in that job. They keep changing. They should understand this is the service to Krishna. Then they will be happy. You can see many people that are jumping over and they are not happy anyway. He wanted to jump over. No, he doesn't want to jump over, isn't it? He understood that. You all got the point? You don't want to become monkey, jumping grass over the branch. So wherever we are, don't bother practicing Krishna. It's not nice. Because of the three modes, we are not remembering Krishna, we are not seeing Krishna. What is the three modes doing? You forget Krishna, you are the enjoyer, why don't we enjoy? So if you give up that desire, I want to enjoy, I don't want Krishna, then Maya Devi will act over. No, I want to serve Krishna only. I want not to enjoy. Then that Maya Devi cannot do anything. We don't want to become proclaimers, enjoyers. Then Maya cannot do. She will actually come and knock the door with folded hands and ask us, how can I serve you? Please understand that. That much great personality this Maya is. Maya is nothing but the external energy of Krishna, which Krishna doesn't want to do. That one Maya Devi is to be. What Krishna doesn't do? He can do, but he doesn't want to do. What is that one? If you want to
forget
Krishna, forget this. Krishna can do that one. He can make us to forget. He cannot give you the thing which is going to harm you. Krishna doesn't give you. That's why we are telling you. So many people, they are going there and they are screaming, they are crying. But Krishna is very happily playing on his own, isn't it? He doesn't want to give you which is harmful to you. That he doesn't give. You understand? That work done by Maya Devi. You understand? Because he got that strong desire to get that work. But he doesn't know that it is harmful for you. That's why Krishna is asked all these demigods, you help them from material benefits. Krishna doesn't want to. A real mother cannot offer which is objectionable for the body. Isn't it? Jaundiced person we cannot give everything, no? Isn't it? Jhanis person. Real mother never gives. So if he is forcing or otherwise he wants to take that from somehow or other, somebody else will have it. Isn't it? You got the point? So this way we have to understand how Krishna is very, very nice, helpful. We are not in knowledge. We are born in darkness, ignorance. That's why we don't understand. So see, Durga Devi is controlling this world. But ultimately she is controlled by Krishna. She is the very, very perfect servant of Krishna. Even we preachers may not be. But Maya Devi, she is very, very perfect. According to the instruction of Krishna, she acts. So if we just change our desire, I am not an enjoyer, let Krishna enjoy, then actually what we will become? In the sense of enjoyment, I am not an enjoyer, only Krishna is the enjoyer. So what we are going to do?
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Krishna is enjoying, it doesn't mean that we are suffering, please understand. Krishna is enjoying means we are enjoying. But the enjoyment for the enjoyer and enjoyed both are the same. If the son gets what prize from the school, not only the son is happy, even the mother is also happy, teacher is also happy, everybody else is also happy, no? So this way, we should understand that Maya Devi is helping. How she is helping? Whether you want to enjoy yourself or you want to enjoy, you want to be enjoyed by Krishna, she is helping for both. That's why she is knocking the door and telling, how can I help you? How can I serve you? So always don't, what is the statement? Always don't find faults with anyone. Anyone is finding fault with anyone else, he cannot be a
Vaishnava.
He cannot be a
Vaishnava.
Vaishnava. Please understand the point. We are then
Prakriti.
We are then forgetting
Krishna.
Hidden hand of Krishna. So what Krishna's gift is, can anyone tell now about the gift of Krishna? Can anyone tell now? What is the gift of Krishna? This material body. How it helps? It was intention, actually, intention of Krishna behind this giving material body. One can raise a hand and tell
fulfill the desires.
To fulfill the desire. That is the Krishna's intention actually. That may be apparently. But innermost mean for that one? Yes, you raised your hand, huh? No, no, I didn't hear that properly. Second one.
Enjoy.
First one is to enjoy according to your desires. Then?
Facilitating.
That is his intention actually. Giving the gift. Krishna is giving you the gift. You just enjoy your material desires like that one.
Also
no, Mataji is telling.
However, Prabhu, I didn't listen to the whole class, but
No problem.
Krishna gave this material body for us to realize and understand our constitutional position and to get back.
So what is that constitution? Now you can tell detail.
But we have to understand that we are souls and we are the servant of the
Lord. You see, this one you are not telling. I have been telling this for a long time. So giving the gift is actual intention is you should realize that you are not the body, you are the soul, part and parcel of Krishna. The essence of Bhagavad Gita is Sarva Dharma Parityajya Mami Ekam Sarva Vrata. You understand the point? What is it, Prabhu? What do you understand? What is the?
We are the
soul. How can realize that one? You are the soul. If he is working, he is an engineer, computer engineer, how you can realize that he is the soul?
You should think the profession as for our future. We are putting the desires of others and we should not think our profession as a punishment. And it is given by
the punishment, you cannot think like that, but your profession is your punishment. If you are not thinking your profession is your profession as punishment, then how you can live Krishna?
In that position, we have to try to pay.
You are telling not the practical things, some statement, residual knowledge about. Sudhabhara, you understand the point? How? First of all, you understand the question? The intention behind giving a gift.
So, the intention is so that Krishna can make us understand our real position, that we are not this enjoyers.
So, and explicitly, we are not.
We are not this body.
We are not this gift. So, if you are giving such gift, means that gift should help him. If the gift is harming him, what is the use of giving that gift?
Plus, if he doesn't use that gift, he doesn't know the value, then it is again a waste.
Waste, yes. Someone is gifting means, you should understand what purpose he has given me. How best I can use this one, isn't it? So very important point I told you already, we are not the body. The body belongs to Krishna. We should try to please Krishna using the gift given by Krishna. Ganges water we are taking and offering to Mother Ganges. So we are helpless, hopeless, useless. So Krishna gave us some gift. So we have to use the gift to please Krishna. You borrowed 5,000 rupees for your business. The person on faith, he has given you 5,000 rupees. 50,000 say, nowadays 5,000 is nothing. And you are making 50,000 as 1 lakh rupees. The person who gave you the loan, he will be also happy. You are also happy. So like the one, if Krishna has given us the gift, and we are using that gift for the right purpose. For that one, what we have to do? Some austerity. Austerity means you are not misusing that one. You are not misusing. To misuse, you never be austere. So the person who is not austere, he is nothing but two-legged animal. Austerity is nothing but our sadhana. Everyone should do sadhana. Then only he is different from
happiness.
And if we want to have some material appliances, I want to make one more house, one more car, this, that, and that. Then how Krishna will treat you? Your desires, many people in this world, they are not happy with what they have. My position, we are talking about my position. No? I have the idea, I am not happy with this one. I want to have one more building. Then what it implies?
It implies that one is still thinking that I am this body.
One more thing, in terms of jail.
You are asking more facilities in the jail.
He
thinks that he'll be there permanently.
Huh?
He thinks that he'll be there permanently.
The permanence doesn't want to leave. Please understand that. How much you need that much of this, but the rest of them we have to replace them with the sufficient. You may have more. That's we cannot say that everybody is getting equally. But in my professor, I am earning more and more. But I don't want to throw that one in the river or sea or somewhere or in Tripathirumi. Isn't it? With my knowledge, with my this one, I earn lots. But how much we want, we can take. The rest of them we can use in service of Krishna. Isn't it? That's why we never say that the business, you stop your business. You got enough money. We don't say. We can earn, that's nice, good. But that the food sundar, we have to replace the service of Krishna. So you cannot think that, it is sufficient for me. You cannot think of yourself, you have to think of Krishna. This is our Purusha. Sreya, Swadharma, Vigunaha. Paradharma, Parishutaha. Swadharma, Vigunam Sreya. Anything that you are doing, keep doing that one, no problem. Use that one in the service of Krishna. That's why we are actually encouraging such programs about the Saturday program. Earlier we had only weekly one program, and Saturday different places about. Isn't it? This way everyone is getting the chance to serve Vaishnavas. Ultimately, they are pleasing Krishna. So, in this one, what we have seen now, our position, everyone wants to enjoy this material world. Anyone is permanent in this world. Can you give one more answer? Is there the souls out there, no? The souls are, is a constant number or it is increasing or decreasing, anything? That is only answer to this question. The total number of?
Constant.
Actually, in ninth standard. Ninth standard, I saw last year the students are 35 students. This year I saw 50 students. So the total number of souls, whether that is constant or not. And you have to tell the reason also.
They are shifting their places, but it is constant.
How can you say that it is constant?
They are
moving
from Bola to Vrindavan to Middle
Road. Okay, I understand that point, but how you can say that one?
It always exists.
Huh?
It always exists,
okay. But my point is very much constant number one is changing.
Constant.
How come? In Satya Yuga, there are the less number of human beings, huh? But the Kali Yuga are the more number. How can this? I don't know. How can I? I cannot understand that this constant number of souls.
Souls are in a different species. They are in the
Okay. That's why you are thinking that it is constant number. Why?
Because civil neighbor has got the birth on the.
Many animals have come.
That's the point.
So let's lay the bed.
Now you come. For the soul, there is no birth and death. The soul remains always soul. There is no beginning and end. You understand? So you have to tell the specific answer. Your answers are okay, but that you never understood, realize that point. Okay? For the soul, there is no birth and death. So that remains constant. As we say, said that one, from one species to another species, one planet to another planet, so they can change. But the number of things is always constant. You may not come across with all people, all souls. So this way, we have to understand, first of all, we should not want to be here permanently. We do not want to accumulate the material things. Isavasam idam sarva. Each and every one, Krishna has given the equal parts of how much they need. So if by chance we get some excess, we have to use that one. It belongs to Krishna. So we have to utilize that one in service of Krishna. Say, Krishna is happy if you can help others. All are children of Krishna. For your personal things, if you accumulate, then Krishna is not there. Yeah? Please understand. This is it. I am not a host, but a guest. In this world, we cannot think that I am the host. Huh? Always I can remain here. So we have to do something for this. See, the small insects, they are stronger than us, huh? We are weak. So we are, as though bodies are big, we have so much intelligence, power, but still, something is better, the insignificant is better than us, huh? We are worse than the insignificant, that we should understand. Huh? So we are not the guest, we are not the host, we are the guest here. Guest means, after finishing our job, we should leave. That is the guest. After the function is over, the guest should leave the place. So our function is to realize we are not the bodies, we are the soul. Those who realize this point, they can immediately leave this jail. As long as we are thinking that we are the bodies we want to enjoy, we cannot leave. So the Maya's, this one is there, I should come out from the influence of three modes, Maya, etc. How it is possible? How we can get out from the influence of Maya? She is very, very strong, I don't know, even slightly if you misuse, she will catch us. How we can get out from the influence of Maya?
Surrender to Krishna.
This is the way of surrender. Everybody is telling surrender, surrender, surrender. What is the meaning of surrender? I say the words are enough. I surrender to Krishna. Sadhana. Sadhana is very first and very nice word. That those who come here to enjoy, they never do sadhana. The sadhana is only for to please Krishna, to know the reality, to know the absolute truth. The sadhana, even the this yoga people, they are doing, you know, for good health. Controlling the senses, they are also doing that sadhana. But that sadhana is not going to help the soul. That's going to help the
body.
Perishable world. That's going to cheat us. When the husband dies, the wife, she cries, she beats the chest. Oh, my husband gone. The body is cheating. The husband actually cheated the wife. Isn't it? You are thinking the body. At the same time, the wife helps the soul of the husband. Then you feel very, very nice. The husband also helps the wife, consoling the soul of the wife. So both, they should render service to Krishna. That is metta. And here Krishna is telling, Aranya Chitta Hito Mami Yajana Paripasne Tesha Mitya Vitana Yolakshan Varama. And no one is bothered, Krishna, and they are trying for their own yogakshama. No one is successful. Without Krishna, no one can take care of their own yogakshama. It's not possible. But Krishna is very nice and telling, you leave everything. But just is think of me only. Think of me only means, even you are helping your soul, then Krishna is going to help you. The source of soul is Krishna. So anything that we are doing to please Krishna, that's going to help us the soul. Help us the soul. Then automatically the body is taken care of. You need not separately put some endeavor to take care of the body. So, Krishna conscious people are little different. Means, they always do everything for the soul's satisfaction. They also eat, they also work, they also drink. Everything only to please Krishna. Only for soul. How you can say that when I am drinking some water, and my neighbor also drinking some water, and he and me both are same. Isn't it? Both are taking water. How can I say that I am drinking for Krishna's pleasure? How can you say? He is also... First, get the sistasana santo, mukshante santo. Before taking, we just offer to Krishna. We are taking the remnants of Krishna. So Krishna is not happy? Really? He is also taking water, but that was not offered to Krishna. Understand? So anything we do, yantaros, yantasnasi, don't bother. Krishna never tells you don't do this one. You do everything after that one has the obligations to me. Without trusting Krishna, if you do, that is going to fetch us reaction. It's very, very simple, very, very easy. Krishna consciousness is very, very easy. The others means the drunkard, if he wants to drink, means how much effort he has to put, how much money he has to earn, how much cheating, eating he has to do, so many nonsensical acts he has to do, then only he can survive. By Krishna consciousness is nothing. Krishna is providing everything freely. So this is very, very wonderful Krishna consciousness. I do not want to misuse my independence. This is the point where the independence, we haven't given the independence. How to not misuse the independence? How not to misuse the independence? In the independence, we made one principle that's a little contradictory. Can anyone tell that one?
Dependence
on Krishna's independence. Dependence becomes independent. Depending on Krishna, we can become independent of Maya. there we don't say Krishna Maya. If you become dependent, you will become independent. That's the trick, sir. The full meaning is if you depend on Krishna, you are free from Maya. So the misusing of independence means don't allow to please Maya. Do everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna is not going to take anything. Krishna is going to give us back everything. But we should not forget Krishna.
Is there any difficulty, practical difficulties there?
Some people may claim that they don't have time. That's normally I can hear. Probably you see my schedule, I cannot have any time for chanting.
What does it mean?
He is completely controlled by, engaged by Maya. This is the only question. Anyone who doesn't find time to serve Krishna, it means that Maya is not relieving him to do. Why?
He does not want it.
He does not want to serve Krishna. It means he does not have the desire to serve Krishna. That is the excuse. He is having the excuses. Please understand, Maya is quite good. He is very, 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 very strict follower of Krishna. Krishna is not bad. The servant of Krishna is bad. If you are bad, see, it becomes bad. That is the point. If you are bad in your desires, in your intentions, then she will also become like that one. So everything is only to purify our desires. This is the only point. The main point is, don't think that we want to enjoy, we want to control. This is not our place. This is jail. So I want to get up from this jail. I am jailed now. Instead of that one, we want to enjoy, we want to control, we want to do this, we want to do. Krishna is telling you, you are not at all the doer, Baba. I am the doer, Krishna is telling you. But we think, I am the doer, I am the doer, I am the doer. So it is quite obvious that by doing our sadhana, Krishna and Maya both are going to help us. Krishna positively helps us and Maya negative. What are the negative points we have that the Dalsi will come? So no one can say that, well, I have no time to do devotional service. Isn't it? For that, what are the principles we can bring out here to judge your activities?
There is no impediment.
There is no material impediment in rendering devotional service to Krishna. No, no, the point, huh? There is no material impediment in rendering service to Krishna. Don't give any excuse, huh? Because of it, I cannot do this. Because of that, I cannot do this. These are not only excuses. First of all, we should get the strong desire. I want to do it easily. Then what it becomes? Austerity. Isn't it? I already explained you very nicely what is austerity. Yeah? Voluntarily, willingly, accepting. Accepting?
Inconveniences.
Inconveniences for?
Noble.
For our noble cause. For our own benefit. Is there any contradictory now? Everything is clear now. So our position is we are in a wrong place. What we can say? Seeking
right thing in wrong.
Seeking the right thing in a wrong place. Everyone seeking the right thing, that's correct. I want to be happy, Sanchidananda. But how? Where? This is not the place. So this Krishna consciousness, Krishna has given us this gift. The gift to whom? Animals or birds or insects or
human
beings. Anyone who is misusing the gift is the most unfortunate soul. What the bhajan we have at what? No. You both are getting the same thing. Human beings. Still you don't understand human beings. Manushya. Manushya janma paya. Radha Krishna nabhiya. Janiya suniya visha. Vishuddha sapna dhikrama. Krishna-rikti, center of the karma, without keeping Krishna in the center, if you're doing anything, then the fruits are like poison. Please understand. Because we are all parts and parts of Krishna. So everyone, they should become serious and sincere. Not single yes, double yes, yes. So for this one, we have to get some guidance from
questions.
From?
Felix.
From?
Guru.
Guru is also high level. I want guidance from, use the guide, the word itself. Everyone should understand the parts of speech in English. Huh? The eight parts. The single word we have to use in all the parts. Huh? You understand? I don't know, I didn't do my school in English. The word means always, even in the dictionary also you can find out, between dictionary, Oxford and all. The each word, how to use that word. Mainly we have 4 points. Noun, pronoun, verb, and adverb. These are very, very important. How to use the guide? I want the guidance from?
Scripture.
From? I want the guidance from the?
Guide.
Guide means? He already, he was guided by some other guy. Ours is parampara. I want guidance from a guy who was guided by another guy. My brother-in-law taught me one word, the saw. Yes, that is saw. In my childhood, my brother-in-law was in SBA. That's he told me one thing. I saw a saw, in a saw, saw in a saw. I told this one. I saw a saw. Sawing a saw. In a saw. So this and all, just you have to learn. Then it will be nice for the class also. Otherwise, boring. Isn't it? So, the guidance. He should have got a guidance from some other place. So the best one is those who are actually following the principles. They can only give the guidance. Please understand that. That's why I want each one of you become the best guide. If you follow all the principles, what all we are noting down, Now then we can look at the best virtue. The best follower will be the best leader. The leader without qualities, he is not at all successful. Isn't it? The best follower will be the best leader. So, actually Prabhupada wanted everyone. He asked many, many parents, if you have two sons, you keep one son and give your one son to me, I will train him to become the true leader. Prabhupada asked. He never asked everyone, hey, you become full-time devotee, no. He asked the parents. But most of the parents, they were not willing to do that. They never understood. It's just like going to the ashram. Earlier and all, even the kings, the princes and all, they are sent to the ashram. That's just like a hostel like that, isn't it? They cannot feed themselves, they are the princess and all that, isn't it? They should also feel just like, is it?
Student.
Is the disciple of the guru. All will have the same uniform, same thing only for teaching and all. And from Guru and my prasadam will count, especially there's nothing, no difference here. Yeah? In that way, if you understand the things very equally, very nicely, you can understand. Something I am special, if you think like that one, we are unsuccessful. So in a human form, means Siddha form. The one person is loving another person means, loving is love of God, we should distribute. Otherwise there is no love. Love of God, yes. What is the love of God means? Love of God. Love of God means Krishna. We are giving Krishna. Krishna means there is no darkness, there is no ignorance, there is no problem. That's Krishna. We have to give them Krishna. Then their life is all successful, all perfect. You understand? The love of God is that much powerful. Just to help you, one friend wants something, some money, we are giving. After that money, you may not properly maintain and loses the money, the friendship goes. There are so many things. Helping is not that thing. Helping means giving the love of God. Yatra? Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Yatra Pato. Yatra Sri. Vijayanidhi. Vijaya. There is Vijaya. Literally is there. So we have to feel only Krishna and Arjuna. What does Krishna and Arjuna means? Bhagavad Gita. That is real help. He wants 1 lakh rupees, please help me. No? That's not right. That's going to disturb us. Be happy with what you have. Isn't it? So in this way, try to depend upon Krishna. In each and every event, he stands. So I hope so, in our ISKCON, so many preachers are there. Each and every man try to be very much justified by all the Krishna conscious principles. Then Krishna is also happy, we are also happy. Then definitely we are not going to get another birth. Well, learning yourself, we should learn perfectly. don't learn, those who are learning English, that is not our mother tongue, but we take so much care in learning English language, isn't it? If someone speaks something, grammatical mistake also, we will think, Tamma, he doesn't know English. But in his mother tongue, he is making so many mistakes, but we don't bother. Isn't it? Huh? You face the problem? Isn't it? So, while learning this Krishna consciousness principles also, we should learn perfectly. Otherwise, it's not possible. Huh? Bad habits die? The bad habits never go away sometimes. While learning itself, we have to learn perfectly. That's why I'm insisting, singing Hare Krishna, don't say Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Try to give your concentration. You can see yourself how Krishna is helping. I feel like that. I realized this mistake in 2014. 2014 and now, really, I'm finding myself so much changes. Please understand this one. You know, learning itself. Learning is also siksha, I already told her. A siksha. When you are learning, you have a very, very correct. That is going to help us. Useless. Useless. The learning is useless. So what is your clear understanding of yourself? The Mata is so called on. What is your clear understanding about your position? I already told that ladies in Krishna consciousness, they are very, very special. They are not like ordinary women outside. Huh? The women in Krishna consciousness, they are very, very special. We cannot equate them with ordinary women. But we cannot think that now I am not lady, I am not people like that, we cannot think. Please understand. But we are, our ladies are not like the ordinary ladies. Okay? So our position, can anyone tell now? I can expect only Anuradha Mataji. Tell something, your position. Being a lady also, you can tell. Sorry, you have one more mic? Otherwise, you come to hear Mataji. I am unable to. I am becoming deaf for what I do not understand. Come here. Close eyes. Hey, please take that one from me. Huh? Take. He's getting that one. He's unable to walk here. Yes. Sit down comfortably. Then only you can speak nicely. Being a Krishna conscious woman, huh? How, what is your duty, what is your duty? You are fortunately, you are the wife of a Vaishnava also. If not, then there may be some problems. It is only the function.
Body to change our desires and
That's the simple, simple things you can say. For a Vaishnava, there is no material life actually. Anything that we do only for Krishna. Anything that we do, that's for Krishna. So there is no material, we cannot even have the conception of material for a Vaishnava. Yes. Being a lady, Vaishnava lady, you just help your husband. That's very, very important. You have to subordinate to your husband. He's also a good creature. That's very nice thing. Whether you know the philosophy or not, that's not that much important. You understand? That's not that. If you give help to your husband, what all the fruits he is going to get, that all you are going to get. If you give some trouble to such a Vaishnava, then you cannot see. The very first point is like that. You should think that you are subordinate to your husband. You cannot compete with your husband. Isn't it? Then you can see the Sita, Draupadi, Kunti, how they were there at that time. The same thing now also you can find out the Krishna consciousness. There are many, many people are there, even in America also you can find there. They completely dedicated their wives, their husbands. They did not know all the things also. Just be helping also, it's very, very nice. That first, that point we should get up. No, 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 I am better than my husband. Then God, Krishna will never be happy. Is it? So regarding the job and all, that's the problem. Many people, they are doing some jobs, isn't it? But anyone, any Mataji can answer. Job, what do such people? Did they say anyone to give up your job like that? No? I advise anyone, those who are working. I never said that. Even ladies, those who are working, I never asked them to stop their job. So how they can do that? Krishna consciousness. They should not feel themselves guilty also, being they are working outside. That is also service to Krishna. I already discussed that point. So Krishna consciousness is transcendental. That is about good and bad. Many people they say good and bad. Good and bad is going in the first class. Class of classes?
Krishna.
In the hand of Krishna. First class that we can blame anyone, oh it is good, it is bad, this, that. But if you understand the cause for that cause, that's the hidden hand of Krishna, then we don't feel it's good or bad. Everything is going to please Krishna. Ekehe. What is that slogan? Yavasayatmika Buddhi. Unity in diversity. Somebody can do some other work, another doing some other work, but all are doing only for Krishna. But according to our prarabdha karma, being born as a woman, it is prime duty to help the Vaishnava husband. Ladies are very, very, even material life is also, the hidden hand is only ladies. One man's success is only after the, behind the hand of the lady. Others is very, very good. I'll tell you one more point also. If the lady is good enough and the husband is no good, then also the family will stay longer. Happily. How much the man is good and the woman is bad, corrupt, the family will never flourish. You understand? Such power is the woman. The man becomes devotee only for his family, they all get liberated. The woman becomes devotee, then both the houses, from their husband house, mother's place, they are also liberated. Why? Because Krishna has some special privilege for the ladies. This we can say privilege for the ladies. So if Yuvruchi is to help other Vaishnava, your family is very, very attached. So that's why our ladies, they should not be what panic. They should also try to help the husband, family, and see that one Krishna is happy. For anyone, if anyone has any problem, practically doing Krishna consciously, you can come up. Anyone doing is very, very nice. So even our Rukmini Mataji also sometimes they wanted to give up for doing this, that, and all. I told them, don't give up your job. If you give up your job, some material person will come and occupy your post. The material person is going to occupy your post, means we are losing. Our preaching is lost. Isn't it? So better, wherever we are, if you become Krishna conscious, that's the best. Don't bother for man or women, this and all, nothing. Make Krishna conscious. Any service we are doing, whether we are working in the kitchen or toilet or puja room or gooding, all the same for Krishna. There is no difference. Okay? Please accept, we have to be meek and humble. That he embraces Krishna. So our position is, we are menial servant of Krishna. We are part of Krishna. We are in the wrong place. We are seeking the right thing in the wrong place. So better do our sadhana nicely and get out from this ignorance. You understand? This is our position. Now, anyone has any doubts, you can come. Yes. Pasana? Yes, Pasana.
Thank you. சில சமயம் நம்ம வந்து இந்த சம்டைம்ஸ் வி மைட் நீட் டு காம்ப்ரமைஸ் மீன்ஸ்
காம்ப்ரமைஸ்
இன் தி ஆபீஸ் பிளேஸ்
ஐ டோன்ட் அக்செப்ட் காம்ப்ரமைஸ் தேர் இஸ் நோ காம்ப்ரமைஸ் இன் கிருஷ்ண கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் யூ ஆர் நாட் எ வைஷ்ணவா யூ ஆர் நாட் ட்ரைங் டு பிகம் எ வைஷ்ணவா தேர் இஸ் நோ காம்ப்ரமைஸ் யூ டெல் மீ வாட் இஸ் தி சிச்சுவேஷன்
தே ஆஸ்க் அஸ் டு கம் அவுட்டிங் அவுட்டிங் மீன்ஸ் அவுட்சைட்
ஓகே
டேக் சம் ஃபுட்
எஸ்
அண்ட் மை சபார்ட்னேட் ஸ்மோக்ஸ் That is actually not a
conducive
place. They take liquor also, they take intoxications. So we have to be there, but our consciousness is, we have
to
take...
You think that you are above Vasandal, they are independent, they are not controlled?
They are controlled by Krishna.
Isn't it? If you know Krishna, Krishna can control them. Sincerely from the bottom of the heart, if pray Krishna, Krishna, you want me to be controlled by this pupil? You want me to be like this one? Sincerely, if you speak like this one to Krishna, Krishna is going to give you answer. If Krishna tells, yes, I want you to be like this, you say, yes, Krishna, I can. Prabhupada tells, some places where nothing is available except meat. And you have to preach. Eat meat and preach. You don't see the meat as meat. You see, this is the mercy of Krishna for my preaching. You should change your consciousness. Don't blame your boss. You understand? That's why I'm always insisting you people to see the hidden hand of Krishna. if there is Krishna, there is no problem. If there is no Krishna, then everything is problem. Padam padam vipano. You understand? Did you any time pray like that from Krishna? Krishna, you want me to be like this one and you want me to take this one? You are the controller of them. Why don't you control? You never. You understand? So this is only the very simple thing Krishna is telling. Antakale chamam evas paramukva kalivaram. At the time we give up our body, if you by chance think of Krishna, we need not come back again. But our people, many, many people, they underwent with accidents. So many people, accidents. You ask anyone, at the time of your accident, whether you remember Krishna, it's not that much easier. I asked many people, none of them told that one. Except Rakesh. Rakesh, he got damage, his hand. He was telling something like that one. But none of them, it's not that much easy. So you should practice Abhyasena to Kaunteya. You have to practice. Krishna has given you that this was a chance. For you to surrender to Krishna, for you to pray to Krishna, but you miss that chance. You understand? Krishna has given you that much golden opportunity, but you missed it. You all understand? It's not only for him, it's for everyone, each one of you here. So in this way, if you practice, you can see none of your boss is going to put you like this world. We are forgetful. We are blaming our bosses. Those who are also controlled by Krishna. You understand? Becoming Krishna conscious is very, very nice. Not to become Krishna conscious is very, very easy. As though you are Krishna conscious, you are not Krishna conscious. You got the point? As though you are in this moment, you are not Krishna conscious yet. You have to go training. Isn't it? Then you can find easily how Krishna is captured. Today morning, when I started chanting, our church is there. Big sonder. Our doors where everything is closed, still it was like that. Then I told Krishna, Krishna, you want me in this circumstance to chant you? I should concentrate on your names. For some time, I was concentrating. I was not supporting the church people. I was not telling her, you want them to play like this one, and you want me to be in this condition. And chant nicely. After some time, the song gone. Believe it or not, I thank Krishna also there. Like that one, I got many realizations in that place. I do not want to boast that one. But I want you, everyone, each one of you, you have to see the inner end of Krishna in such circumstances. Then Krishna is going to answer you. You have some mortal problem under your building. You remember that point? You told me. That also rectified, no? The way in which we have to say that one, how you are accepting Krishna's sanctions. If you accept the Krishna's sanction, which is displeasing you, then you will never get any problem in your life. You got the point now? So this is very, very important. Even in Tamil, I like this one now. Kanada Kandanin Kaigalai Kananam. Please understand this one.
Recently I had experienced this. Rajasthan building. They are cooking non-veg, they are in food. And we are in first floor. Maybe smell comes, it's in the kitchen direction only. So I used to tell my wife, we cannot control this because the owner is different and there are different people. So we cannot control that. You create a Krishna and problem will be solved. Within 1 month, I saw 200 bodhisattvas. Within 1 month.
So sincerely, please understand that Krishna is there. We cannot doubt the presence of Krishna. Krishna is certainly is there. Krishna is controlling all of us. We are all beloved children of Krishna. But we, out of false ego, out of pride, out of envy, we are not allowing Krishna to do anything. And we want to do ourselves. That's the point. Huh? Please understand. Krishna is readily available to help us. But we are not seeking help from him. Don't blame others, don't find fault with others. Otherwise, Krishna is not sanctioned. That what means how these people can ask you to come to that place. You have to see how Krishna sanctioned them to come and they are inviting you to that place. This Krishna, they are unable to invite you. So only Krishna is doing so. Hey, you invite him, let me see him. Huh? How he is Krishna conscious, how best he is the Krishna consciousness. You understand? But you fail. Krishna only invoked them to invite you to that place. You understand? How to find fault within, not out. You understand now? We should not find fault without. We should find fault within. If you consider Krishna, then you will find fault with you. You are finding fault without means you are finding fault with Krishna. Okay? It's the understanding. You have to practice it. Even next time, now I heard this one. Next even itself, Krishna is not going to help you. Please understand. Abhyasena means training. Training means 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. When Krishna is pleased with you, that day is going to be. You understand? Don't get disappointed. Huh? Unsuccessful. Arjuna is asking, no, unsuccessful saintly persons, what will be the fate of them? Are they just like they didn't close? Krishna said, no, 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 they are going to be burned, even rich people. Otherwise, in the families of the righteous persons. Isn't it? There is no loss in Krishna consciousness. You understand? This is the point we have to. Krishna is also, Arjuna is also telling, I can control the wind, but I cannot control the mind. Krishna, what is telling? Yes, this is what all you are telling, that's correct, Arjuna. I have the action. But you practice. You understand? The instructions are, it's not what I can say, I do not understand. All the principles we can implement, it is not beyond the implementation. Otherwise, then it is not at all principle. You understand? You cannot say it is impossible for me. It means I do not want to do this one. Otherwise, they don't give you instruction. Understand? So try to do. Then, if you realize that point, you can preach like anything. We thought that with knowledge only, if you become a very nice preacher and sitting on Vyasasa, nothing is going to happen. You got the point? The realized person, they can preach very nicely. Without realization, they cannot. For that only we have to use the principles in our life to realize. Okay? So any other questions? Wherever we are, no problem. Be Krishna conscious. That's very important. Any other? So everyone is happier all of one find out? Don't think this is only for Sundar Murari's point. It's for everyone, each and everyone. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.